Burnett, KO4NUE, stand by, Fred. QCQ, CQ, stand by. Let me, this is KO4NUE. Can I get a signal report and get my beams straightened out, over?
Yeah, W4F, Jimmy, you're full quieting. I hear no noise at all.
The full quieting, WG4MC. It's full quieting over here in Pelton.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic for the net tonight. Please call KO4NUE. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight. Please call KO4NUE.
GAT, I'd like to make an announcement. I'm at the lake having a good time.
GAT, alright, give me a number and I'll put a number on it and we'll send it for traffic. You just have to tell everybody what a good time you're having, over. All right, are there bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Nothing heard, so we'll move on. We'll now begin with the roll call portion of the net. We'll start with the pre-check-ins tonight, starting with W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, in Traverse Rest. He brings along N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, also in Traverse Rest. W2AMD, Andrew, in Simpsonville. KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson. KC4W, Bill in Anderson. KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville. And W2MJB, Mr. Mark in Simpsonville, and he brings along Miss Wendy, KN4HTP. Also, KA2AXQ, that's Mr. Ken in Pickens. Make a call for EchoLink stations, EchoLink stations, and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. KN4VWA, Steve and Inman, and I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a nice evening tonight.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
I'll get started. I'd like to go ahead and log in my wife, KO4RYP. She's sitting right here beside me. And we'd like to welcome via EchoLink, KN4VWA, that's Mr. Steve in Inman, and KN4RJN, that's Mr. John in Brown Summit. And John, I got you down, I have you down for some comments, sir. All right, being Saturday night, we will start with Alpha through Delta, any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE is Kilo Quebec 4 Alpha India Zulu KQ4AIZ Chase in West Virginia, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling that. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey W4DJW Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Team, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Greenville and we'll all be in and out tonight.
UE. Mr. Chad, Miss Anna, and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joey. We're at home in Easley. No traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Anna and all on the net.
Please check in November for Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO. This is Doug and Will Halla. Negative and negative. 73 to the net.
Can you we? Please check in. Kilo Bravo 2. Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2BYQ. Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
That was a big group. So let's start with KQ4AIZ. That's Mr. Chase in West Union. Mr. Chase, I think this is the first time I've got you on my log tonight. So welcome, sir. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave and Greer. And KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, that's Mr. Rick. He brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter, KM4MOQ, Miss Michelle. And Rick, just real short in a couple words, is how's Miss Lorena? Over.
She's about the same. She still hasn't been up that much, and she's in a rehab facility now to see if we can get her stroke under control and as well as her broken hip.
That's Rick. Well, I appreciate the update, and we'll keep you and Miss Lorena and your daughter Michelle in our prayers, sir. All right, let's move on, and I'd like to also welcome KI4DOS. That's Mr. Gary in Easley. Gary, I have you down for some comments, sir. And Gary brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY. That's Miss Joy, also in Easley. Appreciate you guys joining us tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome N4AHO. That's Mr. Doug in Walhalla. And KB2BYQ. That's Mr. Dave in Easley. All right, I'll make one more call, Alpha through Delta, real quick, before we move on to the next group. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE.
K4GAC, I'll make my home in Simpsonville, but I'm out here on Lake Kiwi in Seneca, having a good time, getting my feet wet. Glad to join y'all on the net tonight. This is Mike.
For NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. N4CHY, Keith in Seneca. Not on the lake. Negative and negative.
K4GAT, I believe it was, Mr. Mike, on the lake. Or was that KG4AT? Which one, Mike?
K4GAT, we're out here on Kiwi in Seneca, having a good time watching the sunset.
Right, you have a good night, sir. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. Be safe, sir. All right, we'd also like to welcome KN4CHY. That's Mr. Keith, not on the lake in Seneca tonight. Nice to hear from you, Keith. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station with the suffix that begins with Echo through Hotel that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose. And Chad, I will be in and out tonight. Thanks for calling in.
For NUE, please check in KO4HYC, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Yankee Charlie, and in Landrum. And thanks for everything.
NUE. At least check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. Harry in Cameron, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
NUE. everyone on the net. Hope you and Miss Anna are having a wonderful evening. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike, the location at home in Simpsonville tonight. No traffic, no comments tonight, Chad. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
Reach 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. And also KO4HYC. That's Miss Ann and Landrum. And Ann, would you like for me to check in Mr. Steve? And do either one of you have comments tonight, ma'am?
KO4NUE. Check in KO4HYD and. This is Steve and Landrum, and no comments.
We will have comments.
Oh, we will. Never mind. We'll have comments.
Mr. Steve, okay, so I have Miss Ann down for some comments. How about that? All right, so we'd also like to welcome KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry up in Candler. Appreciate you joining us tonight, Harry. And Mr. Mike in Simpsonville, AK4HR. And Mr. Steve and Landrum, KO4HYD. All right, any more stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. Now move on to the next group, which is India through Lima. Any station with the suffix India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Kilo 4. Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
Hope you and Miss Anna are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net, Chad. Hope you and Miss Anna both are doing well. Wish everybody a good evening on the net. No
comment.
KUE.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Or NUE.
Hello, Anna. Please check in Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll have a comment or two. Everyone out there, have a good night. 7-3.
For NUE. In Kilo 3, Juliet, Tango, Delta. K3JPD. This is Jim down in Buffalo. I wish I was at the lake. Negative and negative tonight, 73.
This is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo. James, it's always nice to hear you up on that mountain. Also, we'd like to welcome W4IOE. That's Mr. Sid in Fletcher. And KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan in Asheville. Also, KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry in Greer. He brings along his wife, KC4MFQ, that's Miss Donna. And I have you down for comments tonight, Mr. Larry. And also, we'd like to welcome K3JTD, Mr. Jim in Buffalo. On our stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
We recheck.
Mr. Larry?
But you might check your handwriting there on Donna's call sign. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. USO?
Damn right. I just said it wrong. So let me back up and get Miss Donna straight. The Blue Ridge 2 meter net would like to welcome KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna and Greer. Sorry about that, Miss Donna, but I got it fixed. All right, let's move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station that would like to check in on to the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call any station, Mike through Papa. That would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KO4NUE.
NUE,
4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Mount Western Greenville County, Vina Venena, 73, you went all the net.
KO4NUE, W4NGU, Phil in Boiling Springs. Good evening, Chad, negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Hope you did or not.
This is Mesa. QE. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile here in Piedmont. Please also check in by telephone relay, Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, KI4MRA. He's my father, also named Fred. He's flying in the air right now into the Netherlands tonight. Same thing to you, Chad, Miss Anna, all on the net. Be negative and negative tonight.
A good group. So we'd like to start off with N4OVQ, that's Mr. Stacy and Anderson, and WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt in Southern Greenville County, W4NGU, that's Mr. Phil in Boiling Springs, and my good friend Mr. K4OIM in Inman. Also, KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred in Piedmont, and he brings along by telephone, by relay, KI4MRA, his father, Mr. Fred, somewhere in the Netherlands tonight. So appreciate you guys checking in with us. All right, any more stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
D8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. Ed in Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'll be monitoring.
4 UE, please check in QO Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Springfield, I'll be negative and negative.
This is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome WD8RON, that's Mr. Ed in Brevard, and KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. With that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call. Correction. Any station with the suffix that begins with Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Uniform Romeo. This is Chris. I'm up here in Greenville. And I'm going in and out tonight. 73, everybody on the net. Appreciate you calling it, Jeff.
4NUE. And KO4QLD. Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative.
I'm a KO4QLG, that's Mr. Chris in Liberty. And KO4RUR, Mr. Chris in Greenville. So with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Oh, Bravo 4, Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZVM, Dan, and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Bravo. Whiskey 4, Whiskey, Oscar, Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod, and we're in the land of Waz. And we're negative and negative. Good evening.
4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Yankee X-ray, KO4ZYX. This is Daniel down in Woodruff. I'll be negative and negative and hanging around for the ride to be some ears.
That's welcome, KB4Z Victor Mike, Mr. Dan in Greer, and W4WOZ, that's my good friend Mr. Rod up in the land of Waz. And Rod, you tell the 10 man we said hello tonight. Also, KO4ZYX, that's Mr. Daniel in Woodruff. All right, any more stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Tommy, Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to welcome K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. With that, we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. Alpha 3 Zulu. Any station, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Please check in K1CJW, Kilo 1 Charlie, Juliet Whiskey, Rowan and Pickens, and a very good evening to all.
And I got you in the logs, K1CJW. That's my good friend Roland and Pickens. And Roland, I hope you are doing well tonight, sir. All right, we'll make one more call, Alpha 3 Zulu, before we secure the net and move on to RagChu. Any station, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. 4 Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Mr. Gene and Taylor's. And Mr. Gene, I talked with your brother today. Just want to let you know. And all is well here. Hope you are doing well too, sir. All right. With that, we'll go ahead and secure the final portion of the net. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in tonight. All stations that wish not to hang around for the rack chew may secure at your leisure. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, and it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll go ahead and start the rag chew portion, and we'll periodically stop for check-ins and comments. First on the stump tonight is KN4RJN, Mr. John up in Brown Summit. And John, did you make it home today, sir?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, we made it home, and the dog went crazy, of course, because we've been gone for a day, and after supper, I sat down on the couch and promptly fell asleep and just woke up a little while ago, so we're going to make this fairly short. I haven't heard from John Paul, but I assume he made it home. If he hadn't, I'm sure I would have gotten a call. Appreciate you helping him out there, and it was good to see you and Anna today. And I went outside just a little while ago to see what I could see, and it was starting to rain, so not going to be any stargazing going on this evening. But like I said, thanks again for helping John Paul out, and say hello to Miss Anna for me, and I'm going to call it short because I'm just liable to go to bed here after a bit. So y'all have a good one. I'm back on out of here, say 73s, and this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Appreciate you dropping by, and it was a real pleasure to meet you and your wife and your son today. So I'm glad y'all made it back safe, and I'm sure he was able to get to his location too. So 73s to you, and I'll be safe. Sweet dreams tonight, John. You have a wonderful night. We'll talk at you tomorrow night. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next on the stump, which is KI4DOS. That's Mr. Gary in Easley. Gary, go ahead and take it, bud.
DOS, and excuse me, KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS. I'll get all this stuff straightened out here in a little bit. got to thinking about what all went on today. Had a nice visit this afternoon there, Chad. My guy that holds the District 5 seat came by the house, introduced himself, and we had a nice little chat out there. The elections are coming up here very soon, June... Gosh, I can't remember what it is. Anyway, 14th, I believe it is. And he was out soliciting votes today. And after talking with a gentleman, I'll probably vote for him. But we ain't going to get into politics on the radio about that right now. Let's see, what else do we do? We worked in the garden, goodness gracious, just about all day. I needed to get out there and do some tilling, get the weeds out. So I got it looking like it belongs to somebody now, and I got that finished up. Then I got on the riding lawnmower and cut the backyard. So I told Joy, I came in, came up on the porch, and she had me a big old thing of water. And I sat down and to cool off and rest a little bit. And I said, well, at least it looks like somebody lives here now.
Let me back up for a minute, and the other day, I just want to say it's, when you're talking on the radio, you know, speech is a little different, you know, the way you kind of handle things, and the other day, I was talking to my dad, and every time I would, on the phone, I'd like to add, let me add that in there, on the phone, and Dad doesn't know what to think about all of this ham radio stuff. You know, he doesn't say a whole lot. But I was talking to him on the phone the other day, and every time I'd ask him a question, I'd say, over. And I did that 3 or 4 times. And he said, son, why do you keep saying over to me? What does that mean? And I just want to say, hey, I do it all the time, Gary, and I don't even care anymore. You know, it's just become part of the way I talk, and it doesn't bother me a bit. So don't worry about it. It's all part of, it's just all part of the deal. So I think it's great.
4GAT here. I was actually talking to my dog this morning, and every time I told her to go fetch, I said over.
KO4YUN. That's my good friend, Mr. Tanner in Easley. And also, I'd like to say K4GAT, Mr. Mike, on the lake. You are having way too much fun tonight, Mike. So I'm glad that you say over to your dog. And, you know, I haven't started saying clear yet, but I'm sure that's coming. But go ahead, Mr. Gary. Sorry for the interruption, but I had to get the log in. So go ahead, sir.
Adios. Well, I tell you, Ted, we had a good day over here. My tire's showing just a little bit, but that's okay. I enjoyed myself out there digging in the dirt. And then cutting the grass, I didn't enjoy that too much because it was real dusty. You know, I got a lot of bare spots in my backyard, so the dust got up kind of bad, but that's all right. I came in and went through the rain locker and got all cleaned up, and I feel like a decent human being again. But all in all, we had a great day over here. Can't complain about anything. I hope you and Anna had a good day. I don't know what we got planned for tomorrow. We got something planned for tomorrow, but I don't remember what it was now. Joy will remind me in a little while. I told her, I said, you can't go anywhere. She said, why? Because if you leave, I said, I won't know a thing.
Tyler Gary, it's better not to know and just do, you know. And when, you know, we and Anna do that a lot. She just tells me, okay, just don't think, just do it. Just do what I tell you to. This is what I need you to do right now. And I'm okay with that. That's you know, that's all part of it. So, you know, I can respect that.
As long as I got somebody telling me where to go, I don't ever get lost. Anyway, I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. Sound like you got a good night going. I'll sit back and listen to the rest of it. You and Miss Anna have a great evening. Tell Miss Abby and, Perry that I said hello, and I can't remember your other son that just got married. I can't remember his name, but I apologize for that. Anyway, tell the happily married couple we said hello. Talk to you a little bit later there, young man. Y'all have a great evening. KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS.
Nice talking to you tonight. Always a pleasure to hear you. Please tell Miss Joy we said hello, and 73s to you guys, and y'all have a good night's rest, and we'll see you on the net tomorrow night. Be safe. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So next on the stop is KO4HYC. That's Miss Ann up in Landrum. Ann, if you're still in there, go ahead. You got it.
KO4NUE. I'd just like to thank you and Gary for us getting our theme set up today, and it's just working wonderful. Got a lot to learn and work with a bunch of people to figure out what degrees they're at. Thank you, thank you. I can't believe how far we can reach on Simplex.
Diane, it was a pleasure working with you, and Gary got us, man, he always does a good job with that, so appreciate you dropping by, and Miss Ann, I think your mic gain might be a little bit high. You know, sometimes when you move over to a beam, you know, your kind of radio changes just a little bit, but you mic gain might need to be brought down just a little bit, and might want to bring your power up just a little bit, or work on your azimuth a little bit. But just want to say, mean no disrespect by any of that. That's all part of the learning curve with a beam, and you know, for somebody who's had it less than 2 hours, hey, you're doing an outstanding job. So just want to say appreciate you dropping by tonight. And I'm a little bit unclear as to, is Mr. Steve having a comment tonight, or was it just you, over?
I suppose I was making him make the comment, but he can make it if he wants. He's sitting right here. He says he's wore out. He's got wore out today. This is my gain at 80%. Is this better?
Just bring it down about 20 over, and let me hear it, over.
Brand new week. This is KO4HYD. Yeah, I'm recovering from the ladder work today. Is sounding a little better now?
Yeah, you're getting there. Sounds a whole lot better. Steve, tell her to drop it down about 10 more, over.
Roger that. We're now down at 50. How is this coming across?
Yep, I think we're pretty close. Pretty close. We'll jump up on a 610 machine tomorrow, and we'll get things dialed in a little bit closer when, you know, we got some more time and all. But y'all doing a great job with that beam, and I'm glad y'all are excited about it, because I know Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, he'll be excited to hear all about it, because, you know, Larry, we got an opportunity today and sit down to talk about antennas. And we had an opportunity to talk to Miss Ann and Mr. Steve about front-to-back ratios. So we were all excited, but after about 2 hours of work, we calmed down for a little bit and finished getting things set up. So with that, Mr. Steve, Mr. Ann, y'all got anything else for us tonight?
Yes, the next time.
Okay, Miss Ann, I hope I said front-to-back ratio, but all right, well, appreciate you guys dropping by, and it was a pleasure working with you today. So with that, we'll move on. We'll take any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
UE, please check in N4ZLK, November 4 Zulu, Lima Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm at home in Cleveland, and I'm portable on the HT in the yard. No traffic. No tape. Good evening, all.
Shane, I don't know what you're doing with that portable, but keep doing it, because you're doing a great job. You got a pretty clean signal into the repeater tonight. Hope you are doing well, sir.
All right, we'll move on to the next on the list, which is KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry. Mr. Larry, go ahead and take it, bud.
For NUE, KK4JBQ. Well, I just, I don't know where to start. You had a marvelous day today doing something I wish more hams did, and that's dip into the pool of kindness and generosity and help some other people get on the air, improve their station, understand a little better what this is all about. And it's just exciting to hear stuff like that. I was just sitting back and soaking it in and just loving it. I just love that kind of report. I really do. Donna and I were talking the other day, and she says, tell me something about Chad, something I don't know. And so I started to recite some of the things that you said lately, and I got around to telling her about the first day actual soldiering that you did after basic. And she split aside, I swear she did. She had such a good time with that. Anyway, and then I added in, and another thing he does in an excellent way is reach out and help other folks. We're all proud of that. I'm particularly proud of that. I know you're doing all the work, but I can take some pride in it. Well, anyhow, So, Gary asked about Lewis, and I'll ask a little further comment on his setting up households and starting a new life with a new bride. Maybe just a word or two. KK4JPQ.
KK4NUE. Absolutely. So we were sitting at the table tonight eating, hamburgers. And, I get these, funny looks from him every time I mention, my grandbaby. So tonight I thought I'd change tactics up a little bit. So I was, telling him, I went into town the other day and, was at Walmart and met, somebody I knew, and they had a, brand new baby infant. And I said, oh, I just held it and just loved on it and just, this, that, and the other. He just went, Daddy, come on with the grandkids. Well, his wife, our new daughter-in-law, she says, so when you held this infant, how did you hold it? And I said, exactly the way the mother wanted me to. And she just grinned from ear to ear. So I'm making some headway, Larry.
You did. You said just the right thing. Rather than describe it, make a little gesture here and there, rocking the baby or whatever, but you said just the right thing. That is marvelous. Well, I had kind of a slow day here. I did get back to the lock issue. And, well, I don't know. I kept working with that thing. The key that I was told was the key that fit this lock did go all the way in, but wouldn't turn the tumblers. It's kind of curious in that way. And so this was a hardware store cut key, if you know what I mean. So I says, if this is the key that was cut by a copy made by a hardware store, we must have the original here somewhere. And so with that issue brought up, we started looking all around the house for the original keys. One or two would have done. And we happened to find them. The only way I recognized it was that I took the lock set off the door, and as I was cleaning it up a little bit, I noticed that it was cast with the manufacturer's name. And when we finally found the keys, they were nothing like the key I was trying to make work, but they had the manufacturer, such and such a lock company, right on the key, the original. And so everything was cleared, you know, it was all understood. And the thing is back on the door and working properly. It was going to be, it was, the key that I was trying was never going to work. And I thought that thing up one side and down the other. Why is this not working? Is there some kind of magic in the way I mount it? Or, and so I held it in my hand and I twisted this way, twisted that way, shook it real good and tried to make that thing operate. It was never going to do that. Never, never. But we're all set with the front door now. And I'm really proud to say that. It's back there and cleaned up the door where, you know, there's a shadow where it came off, and cleaned all that all up, and it's shiny now. And, oh, like Gary said, it looks like somebody lives here. KK4JBQ.
Hey, Larry. Sometimes with the cut keys, when you go get a copy made, you know, they get off just a little bit. It's not just not enough to set the tumbler, you know, all the way in. But when they're close, you know, you can, if you stick the key in it and then take a rubber hammer, put tension on the key like you're trying to turn it, and then just bump it with a hammer, you can kind of move those tumblers down just a little bit from the shock of that hammer, and you know, can kind of get by a little bit. But at the end of the day, when you pay for a cut key, you want it to work. You don't want to have to hit it with a hammer every time you need it. But you know, I understand. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do, though. But I'm glad you got your lock straightened out. And how are you and Miss Donna doing? Y'all doing okay?
Yes, we're doing fine. We're, as my dad used to say, we're G-hawing.
So my granddaddy used to say that. I think G is left and ha is right. And when the mule takes command, you're G-hawing, which everything's good to go, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much my dad. Plowed a lot with a mule, and so I got lots of mule stories from my dad, being one of 12 children, my grandfather didn't believe in hiring the work on the farm. he and my mama would just have another child, and that added to the workforce. Well, anyway, that was a different life. And my dad did very well. He actually trained on the job, I suppose, but he was a millwright, and you have some understanding of what that is. And he was very talented in what he did and how he did it. He was very conscientious about every lick of work he ever did. So he's gone now, and I speak of it this way because the love just pours over me. And anybody who grew up with parents that treated them right, you know how I feel. KK4JBQ.
Yeah, I understand. Especially about the parents that treated you right. Mine definitely did, so I get that. But, Mr. Larry, would you mind hanging around on this frequency after the net for a little bit, and me and you catch up just for a little bit?
Can do. I'll be anxious to hear somebody else. Who's next?
KO4YUN, Mr. Tanner, if he's still in there. Mr. Tanner, if you'd like to go ahead, you got it, sir.
Hey, Chad, KO4YUN, how much
does it? Good, you got a little bit of white noise, but sounds like you're starting to get that handy dialed in.
Sir, I'm
I found out that I do have it running at 5-1, so it should be going thanks to.
You've been around in the yard and in the house and found all of your exes. Here, when you start finding the exes inside of the house, your mother might look at you a little strange, so just want to give you a heads up.
I heard you on that one, Jack. Well, anyways, I'll be, I just want to come on here and say his real quick, and I will go ahead and be heading on out. KO4, you need to be KO4, why you need.
You have a wonderful evening, and I hope to see you on the net tomorrow night. Be safe, Tanner. All right, any more stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Check in November 4, Carolina,
Delta 4, Josh.
A guy was in 4, had some white noise kind of took you out there. So give me your call sign words twice, please.
4,
just a little bit down in the white noise. Give me your call sign phonetically, words twice, please.
4, Sierra Mike Hotel. 4, SNH.
I'm Josh. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to welcome N4 Sierra Mike Hotel, Mr. Josh N. Greer. Appreciate you checking in with us. Josh, would you like to make some comments, sir?
And out.
All right. Any more stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Good evening. Please check in, Joe. Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, Mobile and Greer, in and out this evening.
Welcome, KK4JD. That's Mr. Joe and Greer. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Joe. And you be safe out there, sir. Would you like to make some comments, sir?
It's about designated, so I think I'm going to hang it up and call it a night.
Say 73s, have a wonderful night, and I hope to see you on the net tomorrow night, sir. All right, with that, let's see, I keep getting them, so I'm going to ask one more time. One more time, Alpha 3 Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KO4NUE. That's it. So, have I missed anyone for comments or ragged you? Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, KC4EZN with a little recheck.
KO4NUE, KC4EZN. I think it was Tanner talking about his exes. I'd like to give him a little bit more advice. And you don't ask me how I know this. When you start marking those exes on the inside of the house, you might want to use some painter's tape or something like that rather than a can of spray paint. Turn it back to you, KC4EZN.
I think Tanner may have called it quits for the night, but I'm in contact with him most of the time. I'll pass along your message to him. But, yeah, I think painter's tape's a really good choice inside the house. So that was good, Harry. Thank you. All right. Please stand by for my net report. I will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 to all on the net, and it has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4NUE, and I am clear. JBQ, KO4NUE.
JBQ returning.
Larry, give me 5 minutes, would you? Give me something to wet my whistle a little bit, and I'll be right back at you, okay?
KK4JBQ standing by.
JBQ, KO4NUE. What's going on, Larry?
I said, it's been a nice day, but I didn't do, anything with the garden, because I don't have a garden. You know, in times past, Mr. Ray and KI4DOS, were conversations we all waited every evening. We wanted to hear how the crops were doing, how the equipment to cultivate the crops were doing, how the men were holding up. And goodness, that was very, well, it was educational for some, I'm sure. I grew up around, Dad called it a table garden. It was more like an acre and a half of anything he wanted to grow. He got that piece of property when we moved in there, I think around 1958. He moved in there for that plot of land, and he had his eye on the things that he could grow. He just would never stop about that. We moved in, I think, around November, so we all had to hear it all winter long, what he was going to do, what he was going to plant, and he made good year after year. He would grow so many tomatoes and so many beets and so much corn, and he, you know, those were the staple crops, but he'd try potatoes, and he'd try, he tried watermelon once. Peppers, didn't do real well with peppers. But anyway, he even tried strawberries, not in the garden so much, but underneath a locust tree that was on the property line. And he grew beautiful strawberries. Oh, I don't know. And so Gary and Ray would, they would entertain us all, and we just, I remember waiting for the next, what would you say, farm report? KK4JBQ.
It's nice to hear what other people are getting out of the garden. You know, have a respect for 2 bushel of tomatoes. When you out there hoeing your own, you know, you kind of know how difficult that is and how much work it takes. But me and Anna went out and we caged our tomatoes. Oh, I don't know, about a week and a half ago, I guess. And one of the club members, Miss Ann and Steve, they gave us some squash and zucchini that they're already getting out of their garden. So we, Anna bought some tomatoes at Ingles, and they just sickly look. I mean, just horribly looking things, you know. So I told Anna, I said, I wonder if we got any tomatoes in the garden. And she said, well, no. And I said, well, let's go get us a green one. We had 5 green tomatoes. Fried squash, grilled zucchini, a couple of fresh pepper out of the garden, and a steak. So we had a fine meal last night, I believe it was. So we couldn't wait. We just went and got a tomato, and it, you know, we love fried green tomatoes anyway.
Interesting. I have never had a fried green tomato. I've had tomatoes about everywhere you can have them, except green and fried. Maybe you can break me in on that someday. I would welcome that experience. But Dad would work so hard getting a crop in and tilling it, and you know, and then he would involve the rest of the family. Including my sister after she came along in the harvest. And boy, when he came in, oh, Lordy,
you'd have bushels of tomatoes and just barrels of beans. He grew runner beans. He grew climbers. He once took some. I don't know where he got these ladders, but he got like six ladders. And he put those ladders like together in a like an A-frame, right? And he strung a pole between the ladders. And this involves quite an area, okay? So there was like 10 feet between each one of these A-frames made of the ladders, wooden ladders, you know. And those beans would grow, they were climbers, and they grew up and they filled that area. But the ladders made them awfully easy to pick because you could pick them on the outside, you know, and you could pick them on the inside. Underneath the little shed roof that, you know, that the ladders made. And we'd pick them and oh, goodness, my mama would break the beans, you know, right out of the garden. She'd break them and then right in a pot. Did the same thing with corn. That's the best corn you've ever had is right out of the garden. I think it only takes an hour for corn, maybe 2 hours, for corn to lose some of its flavor. So if you get it right out of the garden and right into a pot, oh, there's just nothing better. You know, a lot of people grow up and they've never had fresh stuff out of a garden. I'm glad you all have one and that you're enjoying it so much.